Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Growing like a weed. You wouldn't think that would be a way to describe a farmer's market, but it fairly well sums up growth in Pikeville. Joyce Penson is president of their farmer's market and points with pride to 5 years of growing like a weed.
And we started 5 years ago. We had three vendors. Now we're up to about 32, 33 that are very consistent, and at times we've had up to 40 vendors at the market. We've gone from one day a week, now we are 2 days a week, and last fall we were blessed to move into a brand new, beautifully architecturally designed pavilion. The sky's the limit.
She says they've gotten financial and grant support from the Governor's Office of Ag Policy, SOAR, Shaping Our Appalachian Region, and the City of Pikeville.
Those people are still our partners, but we were blessed to go back to the Kentucky Ag Development Board, Governor's Ag Policy, and get the second part of that grant. So we are hoping by May, which is when we open, we run from May through November, we are hoping by May that the second part of that pavilion will be finished.
Production-wise, she says several growers have received grants for high tunnels, which can extend the growing season and purchase season for fresh produce in that region. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. So that's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
The Pikeville Farmers Market targets Memorial Day weekend for their season opener, but plan through April to have some value-added products available and will alert customers through social media. And either Memorial Day weekend or soon thereafter, their phase two will kick in with a regional impact.
That will give us the opportunity not only to set up over 40 vendors, but also there's the pavilion area. We're able to bring out community events and educational events. In Pike County, we do not have an FFA or a county fair, so the Pikeville Farmers Market is the epicenter of agriculture for our county, and we work regionally, so we hope to have a regional impact with farmers throughout the Appalachian region.
In communities across Kentucky, farmers markets have grown into far more than just a stop for produce, but also a chance to visit with neighbors, and with completion of phase two to their pavilion, opportunities for educational presentations of all kinds. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.